Good morning. Good morning, new life. Good morning. Hallelujah. 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 I'm so blessed and I'm so honored to be here with you all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so honored. God is so amazing. And I have been praying about this day. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to give you what thus says the Lord. So excited. But can I tell you, can I brag with you for a few moments? Not in any high-minded way, but can I brag on your leaders? Good morning, good morning. Listen, I want to brag on your leaders, y'all. Y'all have the most amazing leaders. Pastor D and Lady Jen, these are our, oh my goodness, they're family. I'm so excited that they are your leaders. You know, it's sometimes it's really hard to find good leadership. But can I tell you that you all have one of the best leaders, some of the best leaders that God could have ever given. I'm so honored that they would trust me with the word of God to bring to you new life, to bring it to you, prophetically bring it to you. I thank God that they chose me, that they saw fit, that they prayed and they sought the Lord before calling upon me to bring this word. Amen. Amen. And I know it's early, y'all. Shake that sleep up off of you. Get the spirit of slumber up off of you because you have made it through the 50 days of consecration set apart for the master's use. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that some of you made it. The ones that of you that did not make it, I even hear the Lord say, you need to add a few more days of consecration so that you can be fully in the will of what your leaders are calling you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I can't see any names. I don't see anything that's coming up. So I'm just gonna flow. And that may be good because I don't need anything to distract me. So I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you on this morning and we honor you. We give your name praise, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for blowing the ruah of who you are into us, Father. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you saw fit to allow us in all of our filthiness, Lord God, to wake up this morning, to come before you, Father God, to ask you for forgiveness, Lord, and that you have already ordered our day, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that we won't be distracted by anything, Lord God, as we have been set apart these 50 days, God, consecrated, Lord God, about the things that you would have for us, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for new life. I thank you, Lord God, for the leadership, Father God, the jewels, Father, in the persons of Pastor Dominic, Lord God, and Lady Jean, Lord. I ask that you would continue, Father God, to lift them up, Father God, as they continue to plow through this life, Lord, for the people that you have sent to them, oh God. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, that you're gonna continue, Father God, to breathe on them, Father, with health, prosperity, long life, oh Father, that you're going to breathe, Lord God, new wisdom, Father, for these your people that they have been assigned to, Lord God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for all that you're going to do for new life. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're going to do for those that are coming to be up in partnership with new life, Father. I thank you now, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for this word that's about to come forth. Lord, slow me down, God, so that I can hear everything that you are saying concerning your people, Lord. Help me to deliver this word with precision, Father God, that it will hit the mark, Lord, that it will do what it's been sent out to do, God, that it will be established, that it will be a seed in fertile ground, God. And these, your people, Lord God, will be changed forevermore, Father. And God, we want to hear you say, I want to hear you say, Father, that you are pleased with what I have delivered, God, and that they, Father God, have been fed from on high. Lord, I honor you and I thank you on on today. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. So good morning to everyone. As I've said, I cannot see anybody. So I'm just going to say welcome. Welcome to this virtual space that God has allowed me to come in and to feed you, to continue feeding you in the realm of what Pastor Dominic has been teaching, what he has been pouring. And I pray that God would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could think of or ask because of your obedience to him according to the word that has been given to you this month. Amen. Amen. So I'm gonna say this. I have been praying for you all, and God told me to tell you that your name, New Life, how prophetic and how profound that is. Because every time you open your mouth to say that I am a partner, I'm in covenant, I am a part of new life, when you say that, you declare something over your life daily that begins again. New life, it begins again every morning, even in the midst of things that you may be doing and get frustrated in. Because you are in covenant with new life, all you have to say, you remind the enemy that this is new life that God has given me. And the thing that you're trying to stop me in, God has already given me a new thing. Because not with just with a new life, he gives you a new mind. He gives you a newness about yourself. So y'all, don't take new life lightly. That is a reminder that you put your foot on the enemy's head. New life. Come on, somebody. Y'all ought to give God praise for sending you to new life. That belongs to you. That's your authority. That is your covenant. That is your banner when the enemy rises up. You can remind him that I am new in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. So I'm about to dive into this word, y'all. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to start with Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. And I know you've heard it over and over again, but let me tell you something. Never get bored with the word of God, because everybody that God chooses to bring you the word, though the scripture may be the same, there's going to be a new meaning to it, if you will. There's going to be new life to it every time that it is mentioned, every time that it is delivered through a man or woman of God. Amen. So I'm going to read. I'm going to bring the book this morning, and I'm going to flow. Somebody say, prophetess, flow. Prophetess, flow on this morning. Bring the fire. This is Friday fire, right? I pray that everybody is lit. If you're not lit by the time I'm done with this word, I declare and I decree that you're going to be lit for God, that you're going to be on fire. And when you leave here, that the fire of God will permeate not just through you, but everybody that you come in contact with, that it's going to be an all-consuming fire, that it's going to do what it is sent to do. It's going to destroy, and it's going to tear down some things that wasn't meant in your life, but it's also going to light someone else. It's going to burn in someone else to be lit for God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Come on, somebody, say that with me. Stop trying to do this on your own. In the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Come on, somebody, stop fighting your brothers and your sisters, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Y'all, come on, somebody. We fighting carnally. Let's fight in the realm of the spirit. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, Gird your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, y'all, this is where I'm gonna park at. This is where I'm gonna land this plane at. This is my assignment. This is what Pastor Dominic gave me. This is where I'm gonna flow prophetically. This is where I'm gonna speak into your life. This is where I'm gonna impart. This is where we're gonna come and we're gonna tear down some strongholds. This is where we're gonna remind the enemy of who we are. Amen. Amen. This is it. You ready? And take the helmet of salvation. Somebody say that. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Y'all, listen. This helmet, I said, God, show me what you want me to tell them concerning the helmet of salvation. So first thing he told me to look up salvation. And this is what the word said. Salvation is being or protected from harm. Come on, somebody. Harm, danger, or a dire situation. It also signifies the deliverance of the soul from sin and consequences. From sin and consequences. Y'all, when the enemy can penetrate our minds, he'll have us going in the wrong direction because we have not put on the helmet of salvation. Come on, that helmet protects everything that is up here. And I looked up the Roman, I looked up the helmet. I looked at a picture of the helmet, y'all. And the helmet back then, you know, they slid it on their heads. And then there's a buckle that should be buckled. Some of us, we're putting on the helmet of salvation on Sunday, but on Monday is knocked off. Or Sunday evening is locked off, knocked off. Why is it knocked off? Some of us need to buckle that thing. Some of us need to be strapped. See, we ain't strong enough just to put it on. We got to put it on and it's got to be strapped. Y'all better say something to me. Because too often when we get that word on Sunday, God help me today, and it comes with fire, it comes with truth, it comes bearing witness. The enemy, here comes the enemy with our thought process on Monday because the helmet ain't strapped. Y'all, come on, let's strap that helmet. Don't just put it on, strap it on. That way, when those thoughts come, when those fiery dots come, when what you have received on Sunday, the word of God, and the enemy comes quick to take it. Lord, listen, help me today. The enemy comes quick to take it. Don't be out there not strapped. You need the word of God strapped around your head. Wrap that thing around your mind. Buckle that thing in so when the wiles of the devil come, it won't knock it off. Come on, somebody. The Bible said, stand. When he tells us prophetically in the word of God to put on the whole armor of God, let me tell you something. I'm sitting here, right? And God told me, he says, when you get dressed on today, a lot of times we come in this virtual space and we get dressed enough for what you to see, for only what you can see. God says, you dare not stand in front of my people and talk about the armor of God and you are not fully dressed. Y'all listen, come on somebody. There's a natural truth, yes, to what is spiritual. So he says, you get dressed and do not half dress, because the body of Christ is sometimes half dressed and think that they're in my will. Y'all ain't talking to me today. Y'all not saying nothing. Our minds are so fragile, especially when he says we're living in an evil time. We need the whole armor of God. This is the most expensive thing that you will ever wear. If we can put on, if we can put on this helmet of salvation and walk it completely out and don't take it off because we distracted by our family members. Y'all got to be somebody close, or our money, or our children. God says we have built too many idols. Y'all, I said it. There are too many idols that we have built and that has replaced him because our helmet ain't strapped on. It looks good on Sunday. It may even look good when you walk out on Monday. But when you are challenged with your faith, when you are challenged in your thoughts, when you are challenged in your mind, when you are challenged in your walk, see, because we need this helmet in order, the helmet of salvation in order to navigate us and not turn back. There's y'all listen to this. This is because the helmet protects our brain and our minds. Wherever our mind is where our bodies will go. I'm praying for one of my spiritual daughters right now. And we were, she had an aneurysm. Come on, that affects the brain. We prayed for her and she started doing really well. Listen to me. Yesterday, they were looking for her. She was driving with the aneurysm, driving, doing all that she had, God had healed her to do. Yesterday, they were looking for her. When they found her, she was in about 45 minutes to an hour away from where she was supposed to be. Why, you say? The doctor said that when they found her, she was really disoriented. And the first thing people would want to say is, oh, she got a hold of something. But when they took her to the doctor and found out what was wrong, they realized that she had a mass growing on her brain. And from that mass, it disoriented her from where she normally goes and took her about 45 minutes away from where she lived. Y'all, I'm saying this to tell you, some of us in the realm of the spirit, when we don't strap that helmet on, there is a spiritual mass that wants to grow on our brains, in our minds, because we have made idols, because we are focused on the wrong thing. Well, come on, what's your mass? Is your mass your children? Huh? Is your mass your own stinking thinking? What spiritual mass has grown on your brain and has led you away from the things of God? Come on, somebody. Now, on the outside, she looked fine. On the outside, you look good, but you're going in the wrong direction. Y'all better say something to me. There is, you took that helmet off and that mass, spiritual mass grew on your brain when you have exalted something else above God. That mass is growing because you have not cast down the vain imagination and you have not sought the doctor's help. You're seeking it from friends. You're looking for the thing that hurt you to heal you. God says you are, this mass is getting so big until you have lost your way. Come on and talk to me, somebody. Say something to me. I would be so right, or it would be so easy if I were talking about the body of the world, but I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about the body of Christ. See, when you are a witness, when you are a warrior, when you are a testimony and a testament to God, the enemy wants to present something to draw you away. Why? Because your deliverance, your mindset of being focus on the one that can deliver you, that can heal your mind, that can transform your life, that the enemy is trying to take that. He wants to take your witness so he can take your world. Come on, y'all. He blinds your mind. He blinds you so that you are walking blindly away from God. Come on. When they found her, they didn't know immediately what was wrong. Somebody, somebody who had the wisdom of God has to usher you back into the presence, has to take you back to the doctor. Y'all, say something to me. God told me this. He says, we better have some friends in our lives, some real friends. Y'all mad and you upset because God is allowing confusion between people that he told you to let go of, but you refuse to let go. So you're holding on, but God says, I'm trying to get these people from around you. I'm trying to build a community around you because I need you to have people in your life in this evil day who knows how to pray, who knows how to labor, who knows how to lay prostrate before me to help you get back in my presence, to help do spiritual surgery on you, to get this mask off your spiritual brain, off your mind, take these evil thoughts away so that your life can be aligned back with me. Lord have mercy. Listen, we can't be half dressed out here in the evil day. We cannot. The whole armor of God is important. But if you don't get your mind right, you won't know to put on the breastplate. If you don't get your mind right, you won't know to put on the belt. If you don't get your mind right, you won't know to put on the shoes. Let's get our mind right so that we can be dressed right, dressed for the word to come in, to get down, and that it will, we can use these swords. We can hold up this word and it means something, and we are not a liar. We can hold this word up and it does what it's supposed to do. Yeah, some of us are wielding this sword, but you ain't got no power behind it. God says, put my word down and get your mind right. Lord, help me today. He says, put it down. You get in this word. We don't use this word to try to attack what we're not walking out. Y'all help me today. Help me, somebody. If we do not put on this helmet of salvation and strap that thing on and walk in the salvation of who God has called us to be and not think that we can go and do things on our own. That's why you're tired. That's why you're worn out. The man and the woman of God come Sunday after Sunday, loving on you through the word of God. And you stand in a holy place before holy God and you lift up holy hands. And on Monday, Lord have mercy. And some of us are standing there. Instead of lifting up holy hands, we're lifting up our own agendas. And God says, if you would just serve me with your whole mind, I see where it's divided at. You trying to figure out, God, where is the confusion coming from? It's coming from you, divided mind. But let's bring that mind back together. Come on, somebody. Come on, you want to call your children back. You want to call your husband back. If you want to call, you're going to have to line it up. Put on this helmet and be prepared to stand. The prophetic word is telling us to stand. God, if you're telling me to stand, then that means something is coming my way. Something is coming my way. He said, stand. Why are you moving? You're moving because your helmet ain't strapped. So, because where your mind is, there will your body go. Come on back in the presence of God. Put that helmet of salvation on. Remember who you are. Once you put that on, once he's clothed you in your right mind and you open your mouth and you take authority, now he said you can wield this. But don't you wield this without the authority. You have to be authorized to use this. You got to be authorized. Come on, somebody. Come on, body of Christ. We're trying to win souls. We can't win souls with an idle mind. We can't win souls with a carnal mind. We can't win souls on Sunday and go do something else on Monday. Y'all ain't talking to me, but it's all right. It's all right. Because I know I'm talking right. I know because, listen, y'all, I have been in a place saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And I heard the enemy tell me to kill myself. I have heard the enemy tell me to do some strange things. But because I know who I know, because I got the authority to wield this, I have the authority to shut held down. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Me and a demon ain't got nothing to discuss. I ain't got to discuss with you who I am. You know who I am, because who I am is where my mind has told you already. So he has to try to attack where my authority is. Come on, because when he get a hold of your mind, why are we coming in agreement? Stop coming in an agreement. Let me tell you something. I heard Pastor Dominic say, stop being a lazy Christian. I'm going to tell you to stop being a nosy Christian. Help me, somebody. Because when the enemy begins to paint pictures to your imagination, we build a house for it. We put a whole mural in that house. And we live in what he said. Why are we coming in agreement with what the enemy said? So I'm not going to call you only a lazy Christian. I'm going to call you a nosy Christian. Y'all better say something to me. Because let me explain why I say nosy. Because when the enemy presents something in your mind, I don't care what it sounds like, what it looks like, how it feels. If he presents it and he paints the picture, why are you sitting there looking at it? Where is your mouth? Where is that truth that's in your mouth? Why are we looking at the picture that the enemy presented and we paint the whole situation out? Then we begin to act like the situation. Then we begin to walk like the situation. Then we begin to talk like the situation. Why? Because we come in agreement with the liar. What did the word of God say? This is what I'm talking about. Take the authority, measure that word by the spirit of truth, and find out if that is what God is saying. You know it's not what God is saying. God says we're going to be healthy in our minds. We're going to be whole in our minds. This mind that is in me is also in Christ Jesus. Y'all ain't talking to me. Y'all not saying nothing. Stop coming in agreement. Whatever you watching me right now, you better think about that thing that you have come in agreement with, and you annihilate that thing with the word of God. You execute it with the word of God. We are believing God for what he has shown us, his promises. Y'all ain't talking to me. And the only reason we have not seen the hand of God and the promises of God is because we've come in agreement with the enemy, with what the devil has presented. Say the opposite. You saying, well, why, God, I know you said this. Why does it look like it's happening the opposite way? Because you come in agreement with what you see. Stop being nosy. He says, cast down vain imaginations. When that imagination starts, you stop it immediately. Stop being nosy, trying to look at the rest of it. Because if you look at the rest of it, the devil becomes your father. And you will come against, not the enemy. You, with your words and with your actions, will come against what God is saying, because you don't have on the helmet of truth. You don't have on the helmet of salvation. You're not clothed in your right mind because you've agreed with what you saw. He's supposed to come strong. The world's supposed to do what the world is supposed to do. But what is the body of Christ doing? Where is your witness? Somebody needs you to be a witness to them. Somebody needs to see you stand strong. Somebody needs you to put out the fire that's burning around them that came from hell, not the Holy Ghost. This ain't holy fire. This is fire that came from hell. Where is your witness? Where is the Holy Spirit in your life that's telling you, yeah, listen, we come in agreement with the wrong things. And so because somebody's having a pity party, you better remind them. You remind them, where is the helmet of salvation? Because all you're feeling is the fruit of the consequences of sin that you come in agreement with. Y'all not saying nothing to me. What have we come in agreement with? What? Oh, my God. Some of us are meant to be that the one that breaks the curses off of our family. But the curses are so strong. And God already told you, listen, you're the one that's supposed to be standing. Come on, man and woman of God. Come on, children. You're the one that's supposed to be standing strong in my word. I chose you. I called you from among them to be ye separated. I have told you to put on the armor so that you can break every demonic curse, so that this thing isn't trickling down to your bloodline. Yeah, it may have came from up higher than you, but you, woman and man of God, you are the authority. You're the chosen one. Do not think that hell is not going to come against you, but I have given you the whole armor to stand. I have clothed you in your right mind. Why are you giving your mind to the wiles of the devil? Y'all not saying nothing to me. Why are we coming in agreement? There is work to do. The man and the woman of God that is over your life, that's called, that's coming with the gospel to the word for your life. God needs you to be in place and sharp. The sharpness is going to start here. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We can't use no weak-minded people in the body of Christ. He said, stand strong. He said, stand, I said. Why are you moving? New life. God is calling you to a place where you have got to stand strong. Be not moved and restore the ones that are beside you on your left and your right. Because what you will face in the days ahead and the weeks ahead, the months ahead will not be easy. And you cannot lean to your own understanding. Get out your head. You've got to supernaturally move by the authority of the Holy Ghost. That thing is about to start sharpening new life. Come on. Some things have not come into fruition because new life, eldership, deaconship, members, you got to come in agreement with the word of God, with what the word of God is saying. In order to move where you need to be, you better speak to where you're going. And don't think. That's not why that the enemy is coming against your mind. That's why your children acting funny. That's why your money acting funny. That's why your husband and your wife acting funny. That's why your job acting funny. That's why the enemy wants to touch your health. That's why if he can touch your mind, if he can bind your mind, we come against, I declare and decree that every mind binding and blinding spirit over new life will fall to the ground and die and produce no more fruit of its kind in the lives of you all and your family. Come on, new life, let's raise up. Let's raise up in our spiritual forth. Let's cast down all vain imaginations. You got the authority to tell the devil what to do, and that is to fall. That is to leave your life. That you tell that devil, you tell his imps, you cannot rest, rule, or abide, because I'm strapping. I ain't just putting the helmet on, I'm strapping it on. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Y'all not saying nothing, because I know I done touched somebody. Y'all been set apart. Come on, 50 days of consecration, you should hear the spirit of the Lord just like I'm talking to you. You should hear God giving you instructions. You should hear God giving you new ideas. You should be not bombarding your leaders, but you should be coming to them strong, because you've been consecrated. You've been set apart for this. God did not give our Father, our loving, heavenly, caring, our Father did not give Pastor Dominic and Lady Jen to tell you to put on the whole armor for no reason. So why are we compromising? Why are we listening? Why are we having communications with the enemy? Why are you talking to him? Huh? Because the longer you talk to him, the longer he gonna talk to you. And when he talk to you, he ain't doing nothing but breaking your mind down, breaking your will down. You don't have to have a conversation with him. The word of God has already been said. You say what has been said, especially with this armor of God, because this is prophetic. It came from the man and woman of God. When they say something, you can best believe you're going to be, it's going to be tried. It's going to be tested. Oh, your armor got to be tested. Y'all not saying nothing to me, because we need to know, God needs to know, your pastors, your leaders need to know, is the armor from heaven, or did you go put on something and call it the armor? Is your armor real or is it plastic? You know, you can go out to the store and you can buy all of these toy things. Come on. But when you stand before your enemy, you gonna know if your armor, not only are you gonna know, because it's gotta be proven, it's gotta be tested. Plastic don't last in fire. You better say something to me. Don't be fake. Don't be fake. Your armor is gonna be tested. So while you are standing, while you got on this armor, you better know that you are dressed right from head to toe. Y'all ain't saying. Yeah, listen, and I can see that you got comments up here, but I can't see them, and I bless God for that, because I'm just going to flow. I pray that your armor is authentic, that your armor is authentic by and through what your leaders are teaching. Come on, don't go get somebody else's armor. I'm talking about you don't go get some armor from another ministry and try to put it on. You need the armor that's being preached, that's being taught by your man and your woman of God. You need the armor that's authentic for New Life. You can't go put on the armor for Strong Tower, because the prophetic word that's for Strong Tower is for Strong Tower. The prophetic word for New Life is for New Life. Are you dressed right? Is your armor authentic? The fire is going to prove if it's authentic. If you come, if your mind has led you astray to follow the distraction instead of the call, go check your armor and go check who you're listening to. Your authenticity has got to be proven to the man and woman of God. There's man and woman that's set. Man and woman of God for New Life. Is your armor authentic? And listen, the person that's next to you, your brothers and your sisters in Christ, when you see them falling away, failing, compromising, going another way, tell them, hey, let's pray together. Because your armor may be authentic where your brother or your sister armor ain't that strong. Don't send them out into the war zone with you. Y'all, we are in warfare. Your partnership, your covenant with the man and woman of God, they've given you the instructions to go out and fight. Make sure that you're not being led away astray by false gods, by idols. Y'all not talking to me, but I'm about to end this right here real soon. Real soon, I'm about to end. So I hope you're catching this, because I know that God is ready to move New Life into another place. But God doesn't move us until we know that we got help that's solid, that's standing. Because see, God needs New Life to have a front line that's fully suited, that's covered. Not that you are demonically covering the man and woman of God, or shielding them, or making them your idol, but what you are shielding, you're shielding them because they're carrying the word of God into the new place. See, God don't move us into someplace new until he knows that we are fully, fully equipped to go. So I know prophetically that Pastor Dominic is teaching this thing, and he wants you consecrated to go. Because after this teaching, I believe God that New Life will inhabit new territory. I believe that New Life will walk on new ground. Because God don't tell you, he don't suit you up to go into a place without you being covered, and so that you can possess that land. You ain't possessing it just to possess it. There's an assignment. Y'all, help me, Holy Ghost. There's an assignment, and New Life has got to be submitted. Come on, leadership of New Life. You got to love God more than you love these. Come on, New Life. I was talking to the man of God, Stephen, this morning, and he shared some stuff with me. And I know that there's a sacrifice that God is looking for from New Life. You're believing God as the body of Christ to possess a place, but you can't compromise because of the distractions of the world. You can't get off of this ride of glory and go into another place and then get back on the train of glory. You gotta stay on this train of glory. When you stay on it, God is going to put a fire behind you. And that fire is going to separate what's not him. And it's going to draw what it is, what is him. And simultaneously, God is going to bless the house of New Life. And it's going to bless your life. And I'm here to prophetically tell you that. This Friday fire is a fire that's going to permeate not just in New Life's building, but it's going to permeate in your life individually. Don't be distracted. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this scripture, y'all, and I am getting off of here because we've got to think right. We got to believe like God believes. We got to say what God says to put out the fiery dots, to annihilate the enemy, to put them in his place. Put it on the helmet of salvation. And don't just put it on, strap it on. Amen? Y'all say something. Can I get an amen? Can you let me know if I have prophetically spoken to you on this morning? Can you let God know that from this point on, I'm not going to only put it on, but I'm strapping it. That way, when I get knocked down, I won't get knocked out. That way, when I get knocked or I lean to the left or lean to the right, this helmet of salvation will continue to cover me. I will no longer reap consequences of this helmet of salvation coming off to deal with sin. Remember, you and the enemy ain't got nothing to talk about. But the word of God tells me to tell you this in Philippians 4, 6 through 8. So you can put out and tell the enemy to get out your mind because you're going somewhere. You're going with the fire. You go on with the fire of God. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Y'all not saying nothing. Come on, somebody. This is where I'm going, though. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace, come on, somebody need that peace. You've been doing it too long. You know, when you strap the helmet, there's a peace that you have yet to experience. And it won't be fake. It won't come through man. It's going to come through God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, say it with me, it's going to guard your hearts and your mind. Lord, help me today. I want to give you glory right there. I want to praise your name right there. He says, which surpasses all understanding, and it's going to protect, it's going to guard your heart and your mind through Jesus Christ. Y'all say something to me, because this is it right here. In verse 8, this is what I want you to focus on today. Finally, brethren, when those thoughts come to your mind, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are a good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on those things. Y'all, come on, somebody. Come on, meditate on those things. God, this is the word of the Lord. Stop meditating on things that's coming from the enemy. God, I give your name praise right now. God, I want to honor your Father. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord God, that we're able to stand on today. I thank you, God, that we're able to do what thus says you according to your word. word, Lord God. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord God, that I don't have to lean to my own understanding, God, but that you are going to give me peace in you. You're going to give me peace in who you are. And God, you're going to bring peace around me, Father God, because as I stand, I can tell everything that's not like you, God, peace be still. Hallelujah. Listen, New Life, I love you, and I thank God for you, and I thank God for your leaders. Pastor Dominic, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Lady Jen, my sister in Christ, I love you. New Life family, I look to meet you all one day. I thank God for you. I love you, and I will continue to pray that God will continue to do new and great things in New Life. Have a blessed day.